This half hour is presented by VIP Care, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Hey, it's Monday morning, which means, well, the doctor himself is in. Good morning, Dr. Burnett. You are in and able to answer questions from VIP care and from a doctor's standpoint as well.
Absolutely.
And of course, also we have John Wagner with us, the CIP care, which we're going to jump onto that in just a moment and talk a little bit more.
Good morning.
Although this is the Better Health Show, we are also becoming the Better Health Care.
That's right.
Very well played.
You like that one?
I like that.
I did.
So, of course, if you have a question, please hop on into the conversation, 850-437-1620. We're here for you
today. Yeah, we want to hear from you, caller. You know, we don't want to just talk about ourselves here.
No.
We want to answer your questions.
Exactly. And we're going to ignore the fact that it's raining like that outside and just have sunshine and happiness and good times in here, right?
That's right.
The sun shining in the studio.
It is. Yeah, that's right. Always. That's the way I see it. If I walk in, it better be. Okay. So, Dr. Burnett, let's talk about VIP care first for our first time listener who doesn't know what VIP care is, maybe has seen your signs around the area and wants to know really what is the VIP care experience?
Well, they're going to see a lot more of the signs here in the future because we're often growing. I think it's because of our quality model. VIP care, basically, it is about quality care. And we are of the model where we are able to, you know, take care of the person and focus on well care. The other models are all about sick care, waiting for you to be sick and show up. We want to see you often so we can keep you from becoming ill. And we get to spend the time with you to be able to hear your story and be able to respond to that. We want to know how you walk in your shoes. I can't walk in your shoes for you, but I want to know how you walk in your day-to-day life, and that's the only way I can get to really know the essence of you in order to treat you effectively.
And we have talked about it before. A lot of times you go in and it's kind of like a drive-through experience with doctors. You know.
Yeah, it's like a mill, and patients feel that way. You get your 6 minutes with the Disney doc, whereas, you know, we want to, you know, the ride's over. We want to really enjoy that journey with you. And I speak also on behalf of the other physicians, Dr. Amy Reed, Dr. John Ehrman, Dr. William Blanchard, and Dr. Elias Banuelis. We're scattered over the two counties here, and I want to let you know, I know them personally as well as professionally, and they genuinely care for their patients.
So I have to ask you, your background in medical care too, what led you, or have you always been at VLife in this experience of just doing that hands-on, you know, being able to spend a lot of time, or did you feel like you were drawn to VIP care because you weren't able to give your previous patients that amount of care and attention?
That's a great question, Jenna. And I was just going to, the clock here thinking we only have 30 minutes. So
I want to hear your life story.
It's been a real interesting ride. I spent most of my time here. I'm almost 30 years into the professional experience of being a physician healer. I see myself as that. You know, my mom said, Wayne, you're part of the 3M brothers, Brian's music, Scott's military, and you're right in the middle there being medicine.
There you go.
And you're going to grow up to become a physician healer. So I obviously drank the Kool-Aid, and here I am. But I cut my teeth with one of the corporate hospital chains here, and it was basically corporate medicine. You know, how many people can you see per unit hour? And then I went to solo practice for about 12 years. I was able to really practice the way I wished to practice, but regulatory and all kinds of bureaucratic things made it so difficult that I found out that I couldn't just be a solo warrior healer. And so met Sharon George, and she kept recruiting me. She kept telling me, come on, I can convince you this is a better model. And long story short is just that basically it was a better model. You know, they take care of the administrative and they allow me to plug and play and be a physician. Mm-hmm. And that is really what I signed up to do many years ago. Well, I guess when I was 10, it was just like I wanted to do this for a long time, and I'm still doing it, still find it very fulfilling. Every time a person wins, they're healing, and you know, we ultimately have to give up and play second fiddle to the man upstairs. But while you're here, we want you to actually find happiness and be well. You can't, if you have your health, you have everything. I like Ben Franklin, just to mix his around, it's wise, healthy, wealthy.
That's so good. Yeah. And I believe the people who founded VIP Care, which you can probably share a little bit more about the founders, that's what their heart is. That's why it's called the VIP experience. And you want that better health, not just the, oh, well, mm-hmm. here, let me write you a prescription. I'll see you in 6 months. Let's do
sure.
that or a year.
Well, you know, you can tell a lot about a parent when you look at their children and the leadership of VIP Care. Mr. Dan Colfrath, he's the man who's with the plan, and he walks the walk. He's a gentleman who is fervently is passionate. He was with Senior VP, I believe, with Blue Cross Blue Shield, mm-hmm. and you know, he got out of that, and he and a few other partners started this journey not so long ago, and it's one of the fastest MSO medical service organization in the state of Florida. And I'm very proud to be part of that, because I know that they put their money where the mouth is. They bring the doctors in and they allow us to be physicians. And it's I see it in the other physicians too, because I managed a physician group once, about 41 doctors and about 87,000 covered lives, and that's another part of the journey. But they weren't always so happy. And the ones that went back to the corporate world, they're a bit frustrated because they're on the hamster wheel. Whereas I'm very, very pleased, very happy. This company, you know, they were supportive of me when my sister was passing away. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they were very understanding and compassionate. And that's, you know, you want to be part of that. And you don't mind stepping up and giving your best for an organization that cares for not only its physicians and staff, but also for it trickles into patient care.
Oh, 100%. I mm-hmm. believe that fully. If you care for your staff, mm-hmm. then I think I had this conversation with somebody the other day, a local mm-hmm. business owner, and he said, you know, we charge more because we want to pay our staff enough, because and we want to be able to have enough means so we can do bonuses for our staff, give them paid time off in case somebody passes away.
Right.
And you don't see that all the time. He goes, so when you pay for things and you walk in and see our excellence, it's because our staff is taken care of too. And this they work in the mm-hmm. funeral service.
Well, I tell my kids, I said, you know, if you do something you're not going to enjoy, the money will never be enough. Mm-hmm. But if you do something that you love, the money will always be there.
That is so
good. It's a secondary thing. You pay for the roof, the food, the clothes on your back, a car that gives you a little trouble. If you have someone that loves you, well, you know, we love our patients. And it's like family there. And so when you can genuinely give that quality care, it's the experience that you have. Mm-hmm. With your patients. And so I'm glad we're talking about the personal effects on this you know, relationship, and about VIP care, because that's really what people want. It's what they walk out of that office feeling. You know, if people show up and say, you know, I don't know really what I came here for today, doc, but I feel better.
Oh, well, yeah, sometimes just being able to feel loved and heard and seen are just everything to somebody, because that mental aspect mm-hmm. and that emotional health mm-hmm. can trickle down into their physical health.
Sure, medical care, you know, if you do it for a while, it really becomes rather easy, or it's direct, but, you know, love is eternal. Mm-hmm. And when you've experienced that moment, like I tell my patients, the medicine's easy.
It's
about the relationship.
That is so awesome. Hey, Dr. Burnett is here today to answer your questions, 850-437-1620. We are going to give locations in just a moment. Of course, you can go online and check out, but I want to, before we go any further, chat with you. So John Wagner is here. He's being so patient.
Here we give John a chance to talk. Yeah. He's going to tell everybody how this works.
Yeah, exactly. So how you can get that VIP care. So
absolutely.
John Wagner is with Community Insurance Partners. And so I want to give an opportunity to give you a quick chance to explain what Community Insurance Partners is. And then I have a question for you.
Well, thank you, Jenna. And before we jump into that, you know, Dr. Burnett's comment about how he's so fulfilled at work is really encouraging, because as a primary care physician, he's haven't been in the corporate world, and there's such a massive need for primary care physicians. There's not enough. Most medical school students are not going into primary care. They're going into specialty care. So to have physicians like you have at VIP Care who have that family feel, that desire to do more preventative-based medicine and kind of holistic and kind of everything involved with you, you know, spending 45 to 50 minutes with you in an appointment versus the 6-minute, you know, in and out, and you don't even know what happened. It's one of the reasons that we're so connected with VIP at Community Insurance Partners, or CIP, is we have that same kind of holistic feel for our customers as well. We work with people who have Medicare, people who have Medicare and Medicaid. We help them understand what those programs are. I know you have some questions about that, but what is Medicare? How does it work? What is Medicaid? How does that work? What are the resources out there? How do you qualify for these things? And then what are the options out there with all the different carriers? Are there extra benefits out there? Everyone's probably heard about them. They've seen the Joe Namath commercials. You know, they're getting tons and tons of direct mail in their mailboxes right now. So we're a local company. We work with those individuals. We work with physicians. We work very closely with the physicians because we have a physician background with our organization. So we understand kind of all, Dr. Burnett mentioned the administrative burdens of trying to run a practice. We understand what those are, and we can help take away a lot of the pain points that those physicians' offices have with their Medicare beneficiaries because they don't go to medical school, they don't go into business school to come and run a practice or work at a practice and take care of the social issues and the insurance stuff. That's our expertise. We know how to handle those issues, and we can help the patients get more than what they get off traditional Medicare.
So what you're saying is the simplicity of it too is that you take care of the insurance side, that way Dr. Burnett doesn't have to worry about it, and he can do his best job ever at just taking care of the physical and patient side.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's where it should be too. When it trickles over and starts folding over sometimes, and then, you know, I'm not going to lie, you call the doctor's office and they become the bad guy when they're trying to figure out the insurance stuff. You know, sometimes there's confusion. They're like, wait a second, why is it like this? And it's like, wait, I don't, they're trying
to
answer.
Well, it's your insurance company's fault. Hear that a lot, yeah.
Well, mostly it's just, you know, a lack of understanding or miscommunication, even on my end, right? So it happens. But
well, there's a limitation of covered services in every insurance policy. And I'm probably a unicorn when it comes to the insurance side of knowing this. Most physicians don't really understand what a copay, deductible, and premiums are. And most patients don't either. I encourage all you patients out there, please read your handbooks, okay? It's a start. But there's expectations that are sometimes not realistically set, and so that sets people up for disappointment. But it's about covered services, and people need to understand what those services are going into each and every insurance plan. And none of them are all comprehensive. It's just the way that, you know, it's not carte blanche, and there's limited finite dollars in the industry of healthcare.
That's true. That's true. So you said you had a question, Jenna?
Yes. So I was wondering if today, during the next couple of moments, we could take out a little bit of time to just discuss what Medicare Advantage is and who qualifies for it, just from the insurance side. If you can just go a little bit deeper into that.
Yeah, pretty simple. So Medicare has four parts, major parts: Part A, Part B, Part C, and Part D. Okay. Medicare Part A is, generally speaking, your hospital coverage. Medicare Part B is, generally speaking, the physician and outpatient coverage. Part D, I'm going to skip over C right now, is the prescription drug coverage. Medicare doesn't cover prescription drugs, but under Medicare Part D, that's the prescription drug coverage, and it's covered by private companies. Then you have Part C, which is Medicare Advantage. Medicare Advantage takes your Part A and your Part B, and sometimes your Part D, depending on the plan, and rolls them all into one plan, and they're managed by private companies. There's tons of them out there. I'm not going to name any names here, but we work with almost every single one of those. And what they do is they, in order to have a contract with Medicare, a Medicare Advantage plan has to cover everything that Medicare covers. To Dr. Burnett's point, Medicare doesn't cover everything either. There are, if you've got your Medicare and you handbook that you get when you turn 65, it tells you what it covers and what it doesn't. Okay, Medicare is basically just an 80-20 plan. So Medicare covers 80% of the items or services that they cover, and the beneficiary, the patient, is responsible for the other 20%. Mm-hmm. So you really have three different options when you're a Medicare beneficiary. You can, I call it naked Medicare. You can have Medicare with no other coverage, which means you're at risk for that 20%. You have to pay it, and there's no out-of-pocket expense limit or cap on that. You can get a Medicare supplement, which comes in, you have to pay a premium for that every month, and then they pay the 20% of the covered services. Or you can get a Medicare Advantage plan. Okay, so those are basically your three options. So what we do is we work with the beneficiaries, we sit down, we explain to them how all those things work, what are they, what are the pros, what are the cons, And then we really dive into to almost using the VIP care model. What is your individual situation? What medications are you on right now? What physicians do you use? Like if you're in Pensacola, do you use the Sacred Network? Are you a Sacred person? Are you a Baptist person using the Baptist health system? Are you going to West Florida? Which group of physicians do you primarily kind of revolve around? Because just because one plan has really, really good drug coverage for you, that plan might not have your network of physicians. And so while your drug costs may be low, your medication costs may be low, your physician costs and out-of-pockets may be higher because they're not in network. And these things are always shifting and changing. The formularies change every calendar year. Sometimes they get better. Sometimes they stay flat. Sometimes they get worse. The plans get better. But the advantages to Medicare Advantage is that while they have to cover everything that Medicare covers, they offer a lot of other stuff, a lot of really good stuff. So the plans that are available right now in 2021 and going into next year for 2022 have very rich over-the-counter benefits. They have transportation benefits. They have home-delivered meal benefits. They have free gym memberships. They have help, I've fallen and I can't get up buzzers. They've got all these different things that Medicare doesn't cover. Dental is a huge benefit that Medicare doesn't cover. So a lot of the plans have plans or coverage that picks up for dentures and fillings and all kinds of stuff like that. So Medicare doesn't cover those things. So there's a lot of good, a lot of pros on the Medicare Advantage side. But it's very important that you sit down with someone local, right? All these companies, we talk about the Joe Namath commercials all the time. And that commercial that they run talks about the give back program. Well, not every county has the give back program. The give back program is where for Medicare beneficiaries, they have to pay for their Part B premium. That Part B premium is generally about $144 a month, depending on your income. But most people pay about $144 a month for that. The give back program, some of these Medicare Advantage plans will actually pay for some of that. So you get some of that back in your check every month. And it can be a lot. There was one plan here a couple years ago that was paying $90 of the $140 back every month.
Wow.
That's a pretty sizable benefit.
Yeah.
So in order to get these, you have to be eligible for Medicare. So most people think, well, you got to be gray haired. You got to be 65. But that's not necessarily the case. Generally speaking, when you turn 65, you become eligible for Medicare. Mm-hmm. You have to have worked for at least 10 years and paid Medicare taxes. And most people meet that criteria. But there are other people who qualify for Medicare, those who have Social Security disability insurance. Once you've been on disability for 24 months, you automatically qualify for Medicare. If you have end-stage renal disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, you qualify for Medicare Advantage as well, or for Medicare. That was a big change in 2021. For the entire history, 25 years or so plus now, of Medicare Advantage, people who had end-stage renal disease, if they already had it and they were on a Medicare Advantage plan, they could keep that plan, but they were not allowed to change. But if they had been diagnosed with end-stage renal disease, kidney failure, and had not signed up for the Medicare Advantage plan, they were not allowed to do so for the entirety of the program. In 2021, Medicare finally changed that, and now it's open access. Anybody, really the only medical question you could ask was, do you have end-stage renal disease? You cannot ask any other medical question. Well, that all changed this year. Wow. And it's great because there were so many people that had that condition that weren't able to kind of take advantage of these major benefits, these amazing benefits that these companies offer. So that's a big one. So if you know anybody who has end-stage renal disease, they really need to talk to somebody. We'd love to be able to do that with them here locally to help them look at their options.
I want to encourage everybody to call CIP and ask for John, because now I see why he has job security.
I think Dr. Burnett's about to call you.
Yeah, I learned a lot today. I'm glad I showed up.
It's really great to watch his face, actually. So I do have a couple of questions coming in. This is our listener asking, how can I review my healthcare plan to make sure that I have the best one for me?
Okay, so definitely you want to meet with someone local. We'd love to do that. We can do that with an individual at VIP Care. Ms. Sharon, Dr. Burnett mentioned her earlier, is the kind of operations director there for the clinics. Mm-hmm. She allows us to use the clinics there, so we can do it in a clinic setting. We can do it telephonically. We can do it virtually with a Zoom call. We can do it face-to-face, either at your home or at a local, sometimes we meet at a local McDonald's or things like that. Oh, wherever you're comfortable meeting, we can sit down and meet with you. And again, it's a very personal, hey, let's sit down, let's talk. All you have to do is just give us a shout. We can schedule an appointment and meet with you at any time. And now is a very important time to do it because we're right about to start the annual election period, mm-hmm. which starts October 15th and runs through December 7th. So every single Medicare beneficiary in this country has the opportunity to either stay on the plan they're on, pick a new plan, or if they want to go back to traditional Medicare, they can do that as well. But now is the time to really have those conversations.
Well, I'd like to encourage those that are interested to come see John at our offices. We have lovely offices that are being remodeled, renovated, and
absolutely.
I think you'll be very impressed, but also I hope that you'd be impressed by the physician that you could meet on a whim there and at least get to know the physical plant and the people and the staff.
Yeah,
at the same time. So
when else, honestly, like I'm just going to say this, when else are you like, oh, I'm going to go shop around for my insurance and also see if I like this doctor?
Sure.
You do not get that option. What you're doing is you're calling the insurance company that you already have, right? And you're just assuming that's the best you got, mm-hmm. right? This is the best mm-hmm. I got. And then you get to go on, if you go online on the computer or you go to the office and they print you out, you know, the list of doctors to choose from. And well, if you're like me, I stalk them first and see, you know, what's their background and how, because I want to know. And then I ask around, hey, who do you go to? Who's the best? Mm-hmm. And preferably a female, you know, you have all these preferences too. Like there's some men who they don't want to go see a female doctor, and there's women who don't want to go see a male doctor, or vice versa.
Yep,
it's just their
absolutely.
Comfort levels. And so that's the other thing, is like you don't want to just be thrown into, you know, a bingo, you know, I'm making the motion, you roll it, you turn it.
roll the dice, bingo it,
whatever it is. And then be like, oh, I wish I had what I'm hearing about on Pensacola Expert Panel. So if you're 65 and older, or for VIP care, mm-hmm. if you are on disability.
Absolutely, that's
okay.
true.
I'm
we
sorry.
Want you to stop by, you know, kick the tires. We want it to be a right fit for all, mm-hmm. for all parties. But I have a good feeling you're going to be very pleased.
And I also have a question from our listener. You guys are located on Davis Highway, Mobile Highway, and Pine Forest, correct?
That's correct.
Yes, and that's in Pensacola, and then we have a Milton office.
That's correct. And also, there's a VIP care number that you can get a hold of us. I'm supposed to read this twice, okay? So here's the first one, 850-517-4646. Or you can get us at www.getvipcare.com. And please take advantage of those numbers. That's 850-517-4646. And it's on the internet, 3ws.getvipcare.com.
Yes. And then for CIP?
For Community Insurance Partners, it's 850-325-0010. That's going to get Jeff Baxley. Jeff Baxley is our committed team member. He works with us, one of our longtime team members, and has been working with Sharon and the doctors over at VIP for almost two years now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great relationship. But 850-325-0010, or you can reach us on the web at www.communityinspartners.com.
Please call that number, because that's definitely going to bridge you over to us.
Absolutely.
At VIP Care.
Exactly. And like you mentioned before, the open, you called it election. I kind of like that. Very
annual
fancy.
Election
An
period.
Annual election period. That's so nice.
Everyone calls it open enrollment, but it's called the annual election period, October 15th through December 7th. Open enrollment actually starts January 1st. Through March 31st.
That's different.
It's a little bit different. We'll explain that maybe on another, I guess, next week or the week after.
Yeah, let's save that nugget for another day.
It.
I like that, because we have about a minute left. So as we close out this week, first of all, I want to thank you, Dr. Burnett, and of course, John,
it's
you as well, for coming
yes,
in
you.
And sharing part of your story. I really appreciate you sharing that.
Sure.
It shows a testament of who you are and how you care for people.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, John, next week, I'm going to get you. So you better start writing down
there
some notes.
Go.
To share more about yourself.
Okay.
Dr. Burnett, I want to give you an opportunity to say that number a second time.
Okay. Well, I just want you to know I'm just a sample of what most of the physicians are that are involved with VIP care, and we all genuinely care for our clients. That number is 850-517-4646. Please call us. We're looking forward to meeting you.
Yes, please call.
Absolutely. Thank you again, gentlemen, for joining me this week. Appreciate you all so much.
Thanks,
and everything that you do. Of course, tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. for the Better Health Show. We want to hear from you. 850-437-1620.